Hello? Hello? Is this feed on still? I don't know. I don't know if this feed is still on. Hey, it's me, Chris Hardwick. I am lighting up this feed again, the former ID10T podcast, which it's been, I'm not wearing a watch, but I'm looking at my wrist as if I were because of space work, and it's been 3 years. It's been 3 years since I posted a podcast. So let me just go back a little bit and say that in January of 2022, our daughter was born, Dimity, and it was amazing. Probably about a month after that, I hit pause on the podcast for several reasons. The first of which being I was going to take a parental leave, right? I was going to take like 3 months off, 6 months off, whatever, and just, you know, hit pause, focus on being a dad, and which has been an absolutely amazing experience. I'm sure I'll talk plenty about that. And so I did, you know, probably, I don't know, maybe February or March of 2022 was the last episode that was posted with Al Madrigal. And I really had intended to come back, you know, not too long after that. But when I got a little time away from the podcast, it just, I realized a lot of things. First and foremost, I had been doing the podcast for 12 years, almost 1,200 episodes. And I think I was a little burned out. First of all, I had noticed that at least in my mind, I was asking a lot of the same questions. I was having a lot of similar conversations, and it didn't feel as new to me anymore, which was totally on me. I mean, I'm always thankful because the guests are always fantastic. And so it really was just like, I don't know if I'm doing as good a job. I'm not as focused. And also during pandemic, the video conferencing, doing podcasts via Zoom or, you know, whichever video conferencing podcast platform we were using, those were really great because it allowed us to talk to, it allowed us to be able to do podcasts throughout the pandemic during lockdown. It allowed us to talk to people that, you know, previously, even pre-pandemic, just maybe didn't come to LA. So we were talking, I was talking to people all over the country, all over the world. And it really opened up a lot for me. It also opened up a tremendous amount of post-production work from the standpoint of, you know, in person, I'd show up, sit down, talk, you know, that was pretty much it. I had this incredible producer, Katie, who was been there almost since the beginning, an absolute, just incredible producer, just really great all around. And, you know, she would prepare and post the episodes. But then during pandemic, I started to get really fidgety around video conferencing brings with it some technical issues. There are, you know, there was almost always some sort of an internet dropout, like the internet would cut off. We'd have to re-sign on. There would be glitches, like audio hits. There is that thing of being on a conference call where there's just enough of a delay where you don't, when you're in person, it's easy to kind of get a conversational flow, but I'm sure you've all had the conference call drama where it's like you start to talk, but then someone else starts to talk at the same time, and then you can't really see them in real time. There's a delay, so you don't anticipate properly when they're about to finish or when they're going to start talking. So there's a lot of like, oh no, I'm sorry, you go. Oh no, no, I'm sorry. Oh no, I'm sorry. No, you go. So, you know, I was just cleaning up a lot of stuff, and there were so many of those that I just felt bad, like, it, you know, just handing all that over to Katie, who was more than happy and willing to do it. But I was like, it's a lot. I'll just deal with it. I'll do it. You know, again, being an overthinker, I was just like, I'll do it. That's what I was doing. It just created a tremendous amount of work to clean these up. I'm sure the listening audience, you would have understood, you know, obviously, you know, given the situation, but I just got really picky about it because I was trying to distract from the fact that, you know, we were in the situation where we were on a lockdown and, you know, we were on Zoom and so, or whichever platform we were on. It wasn't always Zoom. Sometimes it was. A lot of times it was, but sometimes it wasn't. So it just, I think I was just tired, and I really wanted to just focus on being a dad, which I has been really like the greatest gift and joy of my life. I can absolutely tell you, I didn't know what it was going to be like before. I'd never had a kid before. And, you know, the second she was born, it just felt like she had always been with us. You know, it just felt like she had always been a part of our story. And suddenly, you know, I felt myself in a situation where, you know, maybe previously, you know, years ago when I was younger, I would have thought, oh, you know, if I do have a child, am I going to be giving up, you know, this or that, or am I not going to be able to? And it wasn't like that at all. It was like, well, I would rather be doing this. I would rather be focused on being a dad. I love it. You know, it's like watching a person come online and become a person has just been incredible. And she's an absolute joy. So yes, I am definitely that stereotypical gushy parent. And of course it's a lot of work. Of course there are challenges, but it's absolutely worth it. And this, you know, this thing, which I'm sure I'll say a lot, that I think I'd been pursuing a lot with work stuff of trying to, you know, fill some hole in my soul and like try to stuff joy in there that always felt kind of temporary, has felt very permanent. This for me anyway, I can't say what it's like for everyone, but at least for me, it has really been the great joy of my life. And getting to be a parent with Lydia has been incredible. She's amazing. I just, you know, every day I just feel happy and peaceful that this is where we're at. And so I just wasn't as motivated to go back and start doing podcasts again. Like once you step out of that momentum, it really is like, it is a machine. It is like kind of like trying to jump on a galloping horse. And so 3 months went by, 6 months went by. I wasn't really thinking about doing it again, which seemed like a sign to me of like, well, if I'm not really thinking about it, it's probably not really a priority right now. So I'm just going to go with that. And then about a year being away from it, I realized, well, okay, now that I've got a little bit of distance from it, there was like even more of a podcast boom in the last 3 years. There are so many podcasts and so many truly good ones, a lot of really quality, innovative podcasts. And I just thought, I don't know if I'm ready to go back. I don't feel like I have anything interesting or innovative to offer anymore. Maybe I just need some more time. Maybe I need some time to percolate. Maybe I need time to have new experiences so that I can offer something, you know, even slightly different to the audience, because I know your time is valuable and I quite frankly don't want to waste it because you have a lot of options between video games and a lot of programming and series and limited series and movies and, you know, other podcasts. And did I say video games? Probably. I have a little bit of parent brain, so I will probably repeat myself a lot. I apologize in advance. I felt like I wasn't ready. I felt like I didn't have anything interesting or innovative to offer. So I said, well, I'll just sort of go with this for now. And then a couple years went by. And after like 2 or 2.5 years, I started getting some perspective and realizing, you know, in this time during pandemic, I didn't really write a lot, which I thought I should be doing. I didn't really post a lot. I just like during pandemic, rather than kind of diving into social media, I just backed off. I spent time with my wife. We played a lot of Animal Crossing, but we just spent time together. And it was the first time in our relationship we had really gotten to just be together as a couple. And it was wonderful because we had the opportunity. I mean, obviously we knew we liked each other and we loved each other, but we really had the opportunity to experience that in the midst of this, you know, tragic thing that was going on globally. You know, we utilized the time to be together and get closer. And I started pursuing things just for me. I you know, really leaned into piano lessons and guitar lessons, and I had to start taking voice lessons because I was losing my voice a lot because I wasn't using it properly. I was studying Italian, you know, like And then I realized, like, oh, I was very middle-aged when all these things started. This is all coming around to a point, by the way. I started all these things in middle age. I became a parent in middle age. Kind of near the tail end of the pandemic, Lydia and I were like, hey, let's get out of the city. Where could we go? Lydia had always wanted to be on a farm. So we got a farm, a few hours outside of Los Angeles. We have a farm. Lydia's been building out this incredible apple orchard, you know, this incredible blueberry patch. You know, we've really adopted rural life. The landscape of my life is so different than it was a few years ago. And all of those things happened in middle age. And as this really started to bubble and percolate in my head, I thought, you know, I would really like to kind of talk to people about some of these things, that maybe it's not too late to start something new. Maybe it's not too late to explore new things, you know, even if you just devote a little bit of time here and there. Obviously, I know Lydia and I are in a very fortunate place that we have the ability and, you know, some resources to do things and try things. But, you know, there's still always little bits of time here and there to fill. I mean, look, you do find ways of prioritizing what's important to you. And I feel like the easiest default is to start scrolling online or to, you know, just spend too much time on social media, going down rabbit holes, and all of a sudden 2 or 3 hours are gone. You know, I love gaming. One of the main reasons I started taking piano lessons a handful of years ago is because I had logged so many hours playing Zelda Breath of the Wild, which is a fucking great game, that I was like, I played this for over 200 hours. What would have happened if I had spent 200 hours learning piano? So I made a deal with myself. I was just going to try to start logging little bits of time here and there doing stuff. And it really did start to pay off. And it started to put me in a position where I felt like I want to impart this to other people. I want to talk about, you know, hey, you can do it. You're never too old. It's never too late. If I can do it, you can do it. You know, I'm not special. I'm not particularly talented. I just have devoted a little bit of time consistently. And you really can surprise yourself if you do that with things here and there. So I thought that's an interesting thematic element that I could talk about with people. And then, you know, also kind of realizing spending a lot of time being still, trying to be quiet, and realizing there was still a lot of chatter in my brain, you know? I am an overthinker. I'm positive I have some form of ADHD. I'm positive that I'm at least OCD adjacent or have some, OCD tendencies. Just going down rabbit holes, spiraling thoughts, these types of things. And I thought, hey, these are things that I feel like now more than ever, when our attention is so pulled in every direction, as I said earlier about, you know, we're in the economy of attention, that never before in the history of the world has our attention been so splintered and our brains are just running at full capacity at all times. And so it's difficult to unplug. It's difficult to be quiet. And I've really had that opportunity living on a farm. And, you know, since Talking Dead has been off the air for, you know, a couple of years now, and The Wall is a great job. But, you know, we only work 8 or 9 days every like year and a half or so. We just did some of those last summer that are going to air at some point. So, you know, I feel like I've been given the gift of this time to have time to be a dad and to be introspective. And so, these are some of the things that I want to talk about. I feel like, you know, when the podcast went from Nerdist to ID10T, I thought ID10T was funny because it was sort of like, oh, ID10T is like an error code that is like a joke error code for people if you call tech support and, you know, you're actually the cause of your own problem. They'll go, you know, it's like, oh, the computer was unplugged, or I wasn't signed in properly, or it was user error. Basically, they go, oh, it's an ID10T, but when you see it, it's just the word idiot. It's like, oh, it's really just sort of about, like, you know, trying to get out of your own way. And so, kind of expanding upon that, I wanted to kind of retheme the podcast again and rename it, and so, you know, and if I'm being honest, ID10T, it just never really stuck, you know? And I was constantly trying to explain it to people. This joke that I thought was kind of funny, it was like, what is it, idiot? Well, it is, but it's ID10T. There's a one and there's a zero. And, you know, it's ID10T.com. And people would just be like, oh, okay, I guess I get it, you know? And so it was very clunky. And so, you know, one day I was texting with Lydia and about something that I was putting far too much thought in that wasn't that important. And she just texted me back, I think you're overthinking it. And I was like, fuck, that'd be a really funny name for my, you know, for a comedy special. And I was like, wait a minute, that would be a phenomenal name for a podcast. Wait a minute. That is just this whole thematic element that I have been talking about that is very emblematic of where I'm at and very emblematic of where I think a lot of people are at right now. And so it just kind of all made sense all at once. And I saw this logo, which was basically a brain with a lightning bolt coming out of it. Like, oh, it's like a brain cloud. I have this brain cloud. There's a storm and I just have to see through the storm and find the calm in the storm. And I have to move forward in spite of my overthinking. You know, it just, I got very excited to talk about that because it's very honest and it's very authentic where I'm at right now. And I imagine a lot of you are there as well. It's not like a medical advice podcast. I would say structurally, it will feel pretty similar to the old version of the podcast. It's just, I feel like now I have the spine or the foundation of some thematic elements that I might talk about. So some of the episodes I've done so far, I sat down with Tom Lennon and we had guitars and we just talked about, you know, the concept of starting to play music. So, you know, picking up an instrument might be a theme. Or if I talk to other people who are also parents or new parents, it might be parenthood. Or it might be, you know, the way that someone talks about how they started, why they started, what they do, and how to kind of, again, get out of their own way, not to overthink it. I'm going to post the first episode in about a week. From now, the first episode will be Ben Schwartz, whom I adore. He's just one of the sweetest, most talented people, and I could not be more happy for his success. He deserves it and so much, and it's really gratifying to see nice, talented people succeed. Ben is an improv master. He played the Sydney Opera House touring with improv. He has a rotating group of amazing improvisers. And I thought, what better way to start than to talk about improv, which is you can't overthink because you're very much in the moment. And so we talked about that. And I, you know, kind of improv skills as a parent have been very helpful for me because I feel like we're always yes anding, you know, like any kind of premise our daughter comes up with all day long. And so, you know, we got to talk about some of that. And again, how do we cope with some overthinking? How does he cope with it? So it's, I don't want to like hit people over the head with these themes, but at least to me, it gives a little bit more of a justification than just sort of a generic, like, hey, let's just sit down and talk about whatever and have a loose, open-ended conversation for an hour, which, you know, is a very common podcast format now. And like I said, there's a lot of good ones. And for me, this just gives it a little more flavor and a little more of a spine. So I hope any of that makes sense. So in about a week, I'm going to start the I Think You're Overthinking It podcast, which is something Lydia says to me quite often. But it's the same feed. It's, you know, I'll have guests on, some that you may know, other people you may not know, you know, friends coming on, other parents. I don't know. It just, I'm going to explore it. I hope you're open to however it evolves. I didn't want to overthink the podcast. I just wanted to start. And I have a handful of episodes that I've already recorded, just kind of exploring in the last like year or so, or 2 years, where I would dip in, record something and see if I felt like it was going anywhere. And I finally feel ready. It seems funny to me that I'm like, I don't want to overthink it. And it took 2 fucking years. But anyway, I'm navigating this the best that I can. And I'm really excited. And I hope you enjoy it. I hope you come along for the journey to see how it evolves. In order to make this not overwhelming for myself and not be away from family too much, I'm going to start posting every other week. So it's not going to be a weekly podcast. It'll be twice a month. And then, you know, once I kind of get into the momentum of that, if I feel like it's working, if I feel like, oh, you guys are responding to this well and it's making you happy, then I can, you know, start doing more episodes, hopefully. But we'll just see. We'll discover it together. And I hope you're open to that. And before I wrap this up, this kind of podcast mini-sode, I do want to promote a couple things. Like I said, The Wall will be coming back at some point. I don't have a date for that yet. I did a super fun show last year called Up for Auction, which was produced by a company called Nacelle that has produced a lot of comedy specials and a lot of documentaries, a lot of docuseries that you may have seen, like The Toys That Made Us, The Movies That Made Us, Disney Plus's Behind the Attraction. And it was basically just a fun way to explore the kind of entertainment auction space. My wife and I collect movie props from auctions, a lot of Disney stuff. And this great gallery in Studio City, Van Eaton Galleries, just so happened to have the largest single Disneyana collection in the world. A lot of it was going up for auction. It was owned by one guy. And so Nacelle was like, hey, we'd love to make that with you. So we did. We followed this whole auction process from start to finish. Whether or not you're an auction fan or a Disney fan, you know, pretty much everyone's been to Disneyland. So a lot of the points in are just different things that were up for auction that kind of open up the world about what is special to you about Disney. So it's very story oriented, and it's really fun to see how this auction gets put on, these types of auctions get put on. And Mike and Janine Van Eaton were great, and it was really fun. That was available for like a year on the CW app, but now it's gone wide. So I think you can just look Up for Auction. It's me and this great Disney auction. I'm really proud of it, and it was an absolute blast. And so it's only like, I think it's 8 episodes, and they're like 20 minutes a piece. So very digestible and bingeable all at once. Also, doing a bunch of stand-up dates. Not too much. I'm going up like once, you know, in some cases, maybe twice a month. Again, I love doing stand-up, but I don't love being away from home. So I'm probably not going to do like every weekend. I'm not going to be a 40-week-a-year touring stand-up. But I've been going back out on the road with Mike Furman, which again is another quality of life choice. I love Mike. We hadn't gotten to hang out a lot because we moved away from each other, or I moved away from him and from LA. And so it's like, I get to go hang out with, you know, one of my oldest and bestest friends. He does comedy. He does stand up. I do stand up. And then we come out and do Hard and Firm stuff together, our old comedy duo. And it's just been amazing. I so look forward to them because traveling can be lonely. I'm coming on the road and Mike's coming with me. I've got a bunch of dates here that I will read to you. June 12th through the 14th, The Punchline in San Francisco, one of my favorite clubs in the world. June 20th and 21st, The Punchline Atlanta, which I've not been to and I'm looking forward to. June 22nd, Zany's Nashville, another legendary club in a phenomenal town. August 15th, 16th, Soul Joel's in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Haven't been there. Really looking forward to it. August 22nd and 23rd, Levity Live in Huntsville, Alabama. Those are all the dates. I'm going to put up a website soon. Probably just chrishardwick.com for now until I think of something better, or probably should have done that before I did this. But here we are. Sometimes overthinking is good. Not until you are paralyzed in thought spirals, but sometimes a little preparation is okay. I should have prepared that. But anyway, those are all the things. I think I mentioned everything that I was going to, and that's it. Yeah, so next week, just kind of low-key starting, Ben Schwartz will be the first episode, and I hope to see you there. I adore you for listening to this. If you listen to this long, if you were a previous fan of the podcast, if you're someone who had, you know, commented on Instagram, like, hey, when are you going to start the podcast again? Now seems to be the time. I think I'm going to try this for like a year. What is that, 26 episodes? I could do 26 episodes in a year. If it seems like it's going well, could be more, I'll keep going. And look, if it's not, or if it's not resonating or whatever, that's okay. You know, why not just start and see how it goes? Why not overthink it? Instagram at Hardwick. I started a TikTok account last year, very timely to start in 2024. I really should have started it 5 years ago, but I didn't. So I'm on TikTok, same at Hardwick. And you know, I don't know if I fully am great at it, but you know, I'm posting it and just, again, trying not to overthink it. Think about process. Don't think about result. That will be another thematic element as we take this podcast journey, as we start this new podcast chapter. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to shut up now. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and, yeah, just, you know, try not to overthink it. All right. The end for now.